127?
Correct. So we're holding it day 127 of Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim now discussed his dowry and marital support, which a prospective father-in-law offers his prospective son-in-law. First, he discusses a case where the shidduch is being considered but has not been concluded. It's being considered, they didn't finalize the shidduch yet. Suppose you know that there is no way that the father-in-law can provide what he's promising. This father-in-law is promising he's going to buy them a house. He's going to put a down payment for a house, he's going to give them $200,000. And you know there's no way he could put down that money. Even if the gemach, you know he's not, no one's lending him money. Either you heard him say it, or you know for sure, you know his financial situation, it would take him a miracle to provide what he's promising. Then you would be permitted to go to the prospective chassid if the conditions for speaking negatively have been fulfilled. And he could tell him, listen, I don't think this prospective father-in-law is going to be able to help you. No, I don't think he can do what he promised. Then let him decide if he wants to continue or not. Chavetz Chaim stresses that his father-in-law's middle class status is not a reason to decide he will not make good on his promise of generous financial support. As we all know, many middle class people strain themselves to provide for their married children far and above what they could actually afford. According to the condition of Ta'elis, negative information cannot be relayed unless one has determined that his assumptions are correct. In addition, before relaying such information, one must determine that these matters are important enough to the chassan. The shidduch hinges on them. Sometimes, the chassan would like a large financial commitment. He is not prepared to reject the shidduch because of it. Also, before informing the young man of such information, one should be certain the young man himself has been honest and straightforward. If he is not, there is no reason to inform that he is being dealt with in the same way. So chassan is saying, Inshli Alacha, that if the chassan wasn't being straightforward, then the perspective follows, and you know he's not being straightforward, is also you can't mix yourself in. Let's say the son will say, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to work, he has all his mix-up stories about it, which aren't true. The father also says, yeah, I'm also going to give you $10,000 a month. You don't have to tell the son-in-law, because you see, they're both dealing, Yaakov and Lava, yeah. He's not like Yaakov and Lava, you know, nothing's straightforward over here. So it's not like you have to go save the chassan, right? You don't have to save the chassan. Now, all of the above applied also before they became engaged. Again, this is like we said earlier, before the partnership became a partnership, you could try to sell Lashon Hara to Ellis. Or before they got engaged. Once they get engaged, or once the business partnership is made already, it's much more complicated. And the halacha is much more restrictive regarding offering negative information. In such a case, one would be allowed to form the chassan as father-in-law was deceiving him, only if the chassan will react by merely being on guard against deception or bringing his problem to a rough. If he will react by breaking the engagement, which would be wrong to do so without consulting Allah's authority, then he should not be informed. So again, we see again, in Shnei Halacha, we see a few times, that even if I'm allowed to say Lashon Hara, but to Ellis for a constructive purpose, it's only if the person who I'm speaking to is going to do things the proper way. If they're going to go against Halacha, like they're going to harm the person, or they're going to cause them a loss which is not by Halacha, it doesn't deserve, then even if I'm trying to help this person, I'm allowed to say the Lashon Hara, I went through all the conditions. If this person is going to take the matters into his own hands and do bad things, you're not allowed to tell him. Only that to save a person if he's going to react in the correct way. If he's going to react in a way, let's say by breaking the shidduch right away without calling a rav, then don't tell him. I'm only supposed to tell him if he's doing the right thing. Don't tell him Lashon Hara if he's going to end up using it in the wrong way. Hashem, tomorrow will be up to day 128. Kayach. So now, where are we holding? We're holding on New Testament base. About it with Hashem's help, and try to learn some Gemara. Yerushalayim HaKadosh. It's Kimitzian Teitzei Torah. It's by Hashem Yerushalayim.
19b?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to turn on to 19B. It's because someone's listening. Okay. Could be starting again. We'll start again from 12 lines from the bottom. Umay kasavar. What umay kasavar? What does he hold? Meaning, we had earlier Rabbi Shmuel. What did Rabbi Shmuel say? Rabbi Shmuel wanted to know, am I allowed to eat maaser in Yerushalayim in these days? So what did he say? He said, you're not allowed to. Where do you bring a proof? From a hekesh from Bechor. So like Bechor, you can't eat after the destruction of the Hamikdash. Right? Like we're going to say the case eventually in the Gemara, in the case where you already sprinkled the blood, you did all the proper halachas before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Just like you're not allowed to eat a Bechor, and the Beis HaMikdash gets destroyed, you can't eat the Bechor. So too, you can't eat Meister these days in Yerushalayim, you can only redeem it. So Gemara wants to know, why is this Bechor so simple to him? That you can't eat when there's no Beis HaMikdash. And Meister, he doesn't know, he learns it out of a Bechor. That's the Gemara is trying to deal with now. Good, Chana? Good. So Umay Kazar, what exactly did he hold Rabbi Shmuel? What did Rabbi Shmuel hold by Bechor? That he knew Bechor was so similar to Bechor, cannot be eaten. Now, Ika Sabar, if he holds Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Asaita, Kitchel Asad Lavai, if he holds the original Kedusha, or it doesn't necessarily mean the original Kedusha, it means the Kedusha that was around by the Beis HaMikdash, is a Kedusha for that time. And Kitchel Asad Lavai, it also has Kedusha for the future, which means Yerushalayim still has the same level of Kedusha that it used to have, right? If you hold like that. So then, Afilu Bechor Nami, even Bechor also, halacha should be that you should be able to eat it. Because if it has the same level of Kedusha, so who cares if it's mixed here, it's not here. According to the Amr, it has the same level of Kedusha regarding Hilchas Bechor.
It does?
There's Machlaikas. In a certain way, if it has the same Kedusha, Machlaikas is Lingmar. It's saying if.
From your lips,
it's the Gemara. The Gemara says if the Gemara has two malachim. So if the halacha is that kedushah shayt kedushah lasa lavai, I feel b'char nami b'char also you should be able to eat it now because it has the same level of kedusha, right? So why does Rabbi Shmuel say you can't eat it the b'char? Ikas davar if he holds kedushah rishayt kedushah shayta, v'loik kedushah lasa lavai, and if he holds the original kedusha, what's kedusha for that time? And it's not kaddish for the future, so that afilu b'char nami, or even b'char also tibayi, should ask it as a question: if you could eat it now, which means why is it so simple to him? You can no longer eat the b'char. It should be a question by him. Meaning, if you hold this the same kedusha, you should hold you for sure allowed to eat the b'char.
Right? And the ma'aser
sheni. And the ma'aser sheni for sure. If you hold that,
it doesn't have the kedusha.
Then you should have the same question you have on ma'aser. We're not sure. It doesn't have the same level of kedusha you used to have. The question is, could you still eat your Bechor in this stage? When the Kedusha is not the same Kedusha as it used to be. It definitely was a downgrade. But since everything was done in the proper way, the whole Bechor was brought, maybe now you should still be able to eat it. Maybe you could eat it. Right? But it should be a question by him. So why is Bechor simple to him? Right? That's the basic point. He holds, obviously, Kedusha, Kitchel, Shait, does not have the same Kedusha. So then why is Bechor so simple to him? He should also ask if maybe you should be able to eat it now. Why is it so simple you shouldn't be able to eat it now? Amar Avina, come Avina and answer. I'm really kasava kitchel shaitav loy kitchel asad lavi. Really, he holds the kedusha for that time is not for the future. It's not going to be kedusha for the future. Correct.
So the kedusha does not continue.
Right. So why is Bechor so simple to him then? So he should have the same question about Bechor. We said Bechor also should be unsure if you could eat it now or not. Why is he so sure you cannot eat it? Because Vahach over here, he learned it out of a hekesh.
This is Rabbi
Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, there's Rabbi Shmuel doing all this. Vahach over Bechor, Shenizrak, Damai, Kaidem, Chorban Abayis. We have an interesting scenario. The Bechor that his blood was sprinkled before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now, Chorban Abayis, now the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. Vahadayim Vasari Kaim, but still, the Basar is still around. The meat is still around. You didn't eat the meat yet. So, what do you do with the meat? How do I know you can't eat? Makshinon besare ledamai, I make a hekesh from the flesh, from the flesh, from the basar to the blood. Ma damai b'mizbeach. What is it? Just like the blood has to be sprinkled on the mizbeach after sarah mizbeach. Just like in order to sprinkle the blood, you need a mizbeach. So too, even the basar after basar, the mizbeach, also the meat needs to have a mizbeach around too. In order to in order to eat the basar. So making hekesh, just like you would not be able to sprinkle the blood now, because you need a mizbeach to sprinkle the blood, so too, in order to eat the meat, you could only eat the meat when the mizbeach is around. That's what connecting. Right, just like dam, you need the mizbeach physically because you can't sprinkle it without the mizbeach. You need the mizbeach to do this rika, to sprinkle it. So too, to eat the meat, you have to be able to have it. Has to be a mizbeach existing. If the mizbeach is destroyed, you can't eat anymore. So that's how we know bechor, you can no longer eat. So we see from here, bechor, you can no longer eat after the mizbeach is destroyed. So that's hekesh number one. Could ever get hekesh number one? Step one was, we made a hekesh from the dam of bechor, the blood, to the meat. Now, makesh, meister to bechor. Step two is, we made a hekesh from meister to bechor. Right?
No, we're talking about
bechor
to meister.
Right, it's really, I don't know, the Gemara when we read, it says, makesh, meister, le bechor.
Because that's the order in the pasuk.
Right, meaning, maybe that's the reason. Meaning, that's really what it means. We know, right, we learn meister from bechor. That's really what it means, correct? The Gemara just said that we connect meister to bechor. But meaning you connect it to it, but really we mean learning meister from bechor. Right? I don't know what the Gemara says. I guess maybe we're basically saying because the pasuk says in that order. We're saying, fine, so we connect. So we make a double hekesh, and that's how we know you can no longer eat meister if there's no mitzvah. So again, we want to know, why is this so simple to Rabbi Shema? You can't eat bechor if there's no mitzvah mikdash. Why is this so simple? So the answer is, because bechor, we learned the flesh from dam. So we went from the blood to the flesh, and flesh to meister, from bechor to meister. So we made a double hekesh. But that was this. Come on, let's see Rashi. Amar Ravino. The 15 lines at the bottom of the page. Ha'ayla Amar Ravino. Ha'aylam k'savar lai kitcha. Really, we hold, it doesn't have the same kedusha. V'hach over here, the kapashat lay. The meister, that the kapashat lay, like it was explained, that we, to meister, or we mibachar, that we brought over to meister from bachar, because the bachar, she'in a tzarech labayis, in a scenario that the bachar does not need the Beis HaMikdash anymore. To be the meister, we're dealing with a case that's similar to meister. Further Ravine is putting down a case. Obviously, the case of meister has to be similar to the case of bachar. Right, now how in the world are you supposed to bring a bachar without a Beis HaMikdash? So we're saying it's a similar case, that you already sprinkle the blood, right? And you already put the parts in the mizbeach. And now it's just eating. So the question is, the bechor has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and the mice has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So that's how they're connected. V'had b'shitalei. The loy mis'achel. And this, that it's simple, that it can't be eaten. Why is it simple the bechor can't be eaten? Shum the iskish b'sar le'damai. We make a hakish of its flesh to the dam. The chsiv like this, right? And the blood should be sprinkled on the mizbeach. Ubasarim yeh l'chav egayim. The yelvini, we learn from here, mishaa shehi ru'uya l'zrikas dam ata ochlas habasar. In the time when it's fit to sprinkle the blood, that's when you eat the meat. But loy mishenaras ha-mizbeach, and not when mishenaras ha-mizbeach, and not for when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Fine. So again, we want to know why the symbol to Rabbi Shmuel, that bechor cannot be eaten after Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Because we learn as a hekesh from dam, that just like the mizbeach has to be around to sprinkle the blood, so too the mizbeach has to be around to eat the meat. And then we made a hekesh to meister, that just like bechor you can't eat if there's no mizbeach, so too meister can't be eaten if there's no mizbeach. So we made a double hekesh. So far everyone's happy? It's good. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't think it's so perfect. Where I said, "Chidara halamin behekish," and is it that something which is learned from a hekish, which is bechor, right? We learned bechor from a hekish, that right, you can't eat it without the Beis HaMikdash. Chayzer umalamed behekish, can it come back and teach in a hekish? Which means bechor, how do you know you can't eat it? Because you learned it from a hekish, from the blood. So how could this go and teach you a hekish to meister? So that's again, they want to say mechid. And is it that Dabra HaLamed Behekesh, something which is learned from a Hekesh, which is Bechor, right? Chayzu Umalam Hekesh, come and teach Behekesh, and another Hekesh teach it to Meister? How do I become a teacher now? So let's see Rashi. Chidaber halamed min behekesh. Something we should learn from a hekesh, which means bechar is learned from a hekesh min adam, from the blood. Right, the meat of the bechar is learned from the hekesh, from the blood. That you like, you can't sprinkle the blood, you can't eat the meat. There's no b'samik dish. Chazu umulam, could this halacha by the meat by the bechar teach you? Come back and teach you al ha-meister, on meister behekesh. Hakai malam b'zman, but it was established to us in Masechet Zvachim. Be'ezu mekamen in Perek, ezu mekamen, which is daf mem tazam beis. She'ein lemeidim b'kachim lamad min alamad. We don't learn by kachim a learning from a learning. You can't learn a hekesh from hekesh, means you can't learn a lamad min alamad. You can't learn something out from something which was learned out. So that's the question. But here it seems we're talking about, we're dealing with kachim, meister. How can you learn meister from bechar? How can you make a second hand hekesh? No second hand hekesh. It's good. So Gemara answers, meister dagon chulin hu. Meister dagon is chulin. What are we referring to over here? You learn meister sheni from bechar. Saying for this halacha, we're considering a chulin. Not really saying meister sheni is chulin, right? We're saying it's a lower level. This halacha, you can't learn one hekesh from another hekesh, is in real kachin. Over here, with the old Meister Shem, it's a lower level, right? Yisrael, anyone eats it, right? What's Meister Shem?
No blood.
It was Be'ach, no blood. It's just to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But it doesn't mean in Yerushalayim. It's not, right? You eat it, you could redeem it. It's not considered, it's not on that caliber yet that you can't learn kachin from kachin. Let's see Rashi. Chulin, which really chulin. And therefore, how does that help us? Because by chulin, we do learn out one thing from another. You can learn a lamed from Allah. You can learn something out which was just learned there. So the chulin, it's fine. Because we're saying, since at least the stage 2 is chulin, that's okay. Since my sesheni is chulin.
Rashi is saying, since you had bechor, which is kadosh, and now you have my sesheni, which is chulin, it's okay to do that?
Yes, step 2 is fine. As long as you
but
step.
But we said that there was a whole riot, there's a whole.
In Kachin, but it's Rashi also specifically that was learned, that was a rule in Kachin. If you're in the world of Kachin, if you're in real the high real Kachin, right? But here we're saying this because this Meister Sheni is considered chul, it's a lower level.
So
here
you learn from the hekesh from a kachin to a chul.
Yeah. So as long as you're stepping a second step is chulin, as long as you're learning out two, the Gemara is saying right now is chulin. Your step 2 is chulin. Right, you're
okay.
So therefore, it's okay. However, now going to turn the page 2, the Old Testament days. What does Gemara say? Hani chalamanda amar pasar lamadas. This is going to man amar that says you're going to according to the lamad, which means the thing you learned out too, the thing you're learning out. Right? And as long as that's chulin, it's okay. Which in our case, the thing you're learning out to is meister, right? The second limud. So that's okay. Ela l'man da amar, but according to l'man da amar. Baster malami das blinon, you go after the teacher. Michael, remember, what are you going to say to me? Something like this. Now what do we have here? First we have the Dam. Right? We have the Dam, right? The Dam taught me to the Basar. Correct? You need the Beis HaMikdash, you need the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Basar came and taught me to Meister. Right? This is all Babachar. These are both Babachar. And it taught me to Meister. Good?
Bachar.
Tell me too, meaning I started off and says,
yeah, okay.
You can't sprinkle the blood with no besamektosh. Right? So also you can't eat the meat. That is a mektosh. So you say you can't eat mice or Yerushalayim without a besamektosh. Right? That's what we got. So you can't do double step. If this you just learned out of a hekesh from here, you're not allowed to do this. It's illegal. You can't make another jump. If this already came from here, that's one hekesh. You can't make a double hekesh. That's the worst question. Then what did Gemara answer? You're allowed to, you know why? Because this is chulin. If the second one is kachim, it's a problem. Since this is chulin, it's okay. Since your second limud is chulin, it doesn't have to be just strict limud. Okay? That's the Sitra strictly. That's the Gemara then. The Gemara says, that's very nice if you hold that my whole issue is what you're learning out too. If my whole issue is what you're learning out too, that this guy can't be from a double hekesh, that's cool, it's okay. But let's say the problem is this is the problem. Some people hold that the Shita in Zvachim Rashi says is that this is the problem. That this one, since this is Kachin, it doesn't have the power to give over. So then I still have a problem here. If the whole issue is to do a double step, was it where you're learning at two? So here, it's chulin, you're allowed to learn at two, a case of chulin. If the whole issue was, if you're in kachin, if you were learned out, you can't teach if you're kachin. So if you can't teach because you're kachin, then how could this case of me, of Bukhar, of kachin, teach the case of meisim? Again, the meisim, if the whole problem is where you're learning at two, so this is cool and it's okay. You could do this double jump, this lima from here to here. But if the issue is, you can't teach, if you're a case of kachin, you can't teach. If you learn out from here, you can't teach. So then, how could this case be? How can we learn to make a double hekesh? That's the point. Let's see his article. What does he want to say? It says, Amar. It's good according to Manda Amar. But sir, Lamad Azlina. Do you go after the lama? Which means, it's good according to Man Omar. They said, you look at the thing we're learning out too. El Man the Omar, but the Malamed Azlinon, but according to Man the Omar, you go back to the Malamed, the teacher, Ma'ikam, what is there to say over here? How could the case of Kachim teach? So the Omar answers, Tam Ubasar Chadam El Sahi. Here's a hard time. What happened? What's wrong with the Omar's question?
The first question, I would understand it differently. I would say that. This is why I was understanding it. So the first hekesh dam kabasir, that's the first hekesh. And the second hekesh was bechor.
What do you mean bechor? Which case of bechor?
The original hekesh. That we learned out Bechor to Meiser.
Now, how about which case of Bechor was that? Okay,
It just said Bechor, it didn't say it. Okay. And then it just Bechor
to
Meiser. That's the hekesh. Now, so I was understanding it like this. If, so you have a double hekesh, okay, so you can't do that. But if you're learning from Bechor to Meiser, so this is the Lamed.
Right, good.
And this is the Malamed.
Good, fine.
Okay.
Good.
So if you're learning to, you know, if you're learning, if according to the one that says this is good, according to the one that you go after the Lamed,
right.
Then, and we said Meiser was Chulin. No problem. It's not good. Two hekeshes that involve Kodesh
right.
in
good.
Terms of this purpose.
Right.
But if you go after the Bechor, after the Milamed,
right.
what do you say? Because here you have one hekesh from here to here, and then you're going to Bechor. You're going, according to the one that goes after the Milamed, which is the Bechor,
good.
What do you say? You have a double hekesh, and they're both, this is Kodesh, and this is Kodesh. So how do you deal with that?
The problem is that you can't go from here to here. Why? So what's the problem? What's the problem? So what's your problem?
It says, according to the one that says you go after the Lamed, no problem, because
no problem.
This is Hulin. It's not a double hekesh, it's even kutching.
Right.
But according to the one that says you go after the Milamed,
right.
Which is Bechor is clearly Kodesh, that's a sacrificial
offering.
So now you have a hekesh that's dealing with Kodesh, and this is dealing with Kodesh, so you're learning to a hekesh from a hekesh.
But this is the same thing as this.
I know that, but you got this from this.
Good.
So you have two hekeshes.
And
what I'm understanding, so you have a hekesh and a hekesh, Kodesh, when you're going to the Milamed. Kodesh.
Right.
You can't do that. So what do you say to that person? That Man Damar? That no, this isn't even a hekesh. This is just one thing.
Oh, perfect. So, agree with you. Let's go see what you agree.
Okay.
100%. You say good. I agree, you say good. Shut. So again, we just see the same thing. You have to make a picture backwards. Make the picture backwards. No, it's good. Fine. I agree with you. But this, maybe it's better to explain it this. You go to this picture. It's better picture. Yes. Right, what do we say over here? We learned dam to basar,
right?
Just like dam can't be sprinkled as no mizbeach. So too, you can't eat the meat when there's no mizbeach. Fine. That's hekesh number one. What's the second hekesh? Just like bechor can't be eaten if there's no mizbeach. So too, meiser can't be eaten if there's no mizbeach. That's the second hekesh. So the Gemara said, you can't make a double hekesh. So what do we answer? If you go up to the lama, the one thing you're learning out to, it's okay because it's chulin. Since meiser is chulin, so you could make a double step. It doesn't bother us to come out meiser in your second case. But if you're going after the milam, the teacher, so here the milam is kachin. So since the milam, the one that's teaching me, is bechar, and you can't teach me if you were learned out from a hekesh, then the Gemara said, I don't understand how could bechar teach me meiser. On that, the Gemara answers that this wasn't really a hekesh. For a buzzer, the dam wasn't really a hekesh. Really, this was one. And there's only one hekesh. This is the only hekesh, the real hekesh happening here. This wasn't really a hekesh. It's really all one. It's not really a hekesh. They're all one, these two. Buzzer and dam are all one. And why are buzzer and dam all one? That's a hard question to understand. What was this word last time? Buzzer and dam are all one.
They're all one, the same aspects of before.
Let's see, the Torah told me. Fine, on a simple level, he's saying they're all one. So therefore, there's only really one hekesh going on here. The only hekesh is from Bechor to Meiser. The hekesh that went from Dam to Meiser, is it a real hekesh? Let's see. So let's see the Gemara inside again. Hani Chalman, that is good according to Amar Amar Basar Lamar Azlin. It says you go after the thing you learned out too, which is Meiser, and that's Chulin. According to Ma'amid, so you go after the Milamid, Ma'ikalamir, what is there to say? So how are you learning? How could the Bechor, the Basar by Bechor, teach me to Meister? Then where it answers, Dam and Basar Chada Melsehi. Dam and Basar are all one thing. It's not two different things, it's all one thing. And therefore, you don't really need a Hekesh. Now that needs a little explaining. What does it mean exactly? Dam and Basar are all one thing. The Ma'is the Gemara before made a Hekesh. Correct? The Gemara before made a hekesh. That just like, meaning, why can I eat the, if I sprinkled my blood correct and I did everything correctly, why can I eat the meat now? So because you learned it from a hekesh. You needed to learn it from a hekesh. So it seems to me, maybe the Gemara said, bring it from the Aruch Lener, that the basar is always dependent on the dam. Why? Because you could never eat the meat until the blood is sprinkled. So we see right away that there's a connection between the basar and the dam. So the way I understand it is like this. You could tell me what you think, you could argue. How about someone else, you have a pshat? Wasn't what I mean, basar and dam, chadam al si. What's the pshat? You have a pshat? What's your pshat? It's with binyamin.
Part of the same karma.
Okay, but the maisa, the Gemara had to make a hekesh. If right now the basic mixer is destroyed, the blood was already sprinkled.
How can you learn? Why would you learn from one part of the karma to the other part of the karma? Because from two karbanas, you learn from two separate things in touch and not within one piece of touch.
No, of course, because let me, in our case, go back to our case.
Yeah.
Go back to our case. That what our case was that the basic mixer was destroyed, the blood is already sprinkled.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I eat it now? Let me eat my bechor. Why can't I eat it now? What do you tell me? Because we're connecting you to dam. Since you can't sprinkle the blood anymore because there's no mizbeach, so too, you can't eat the Bechor. Really, you shouldn't be able to eat the Bechor. What was the wise original Hekesh?
Well, it's interesting because later the Hekesh gets thrown out.
So. It's not going to turn out, but it's still a Hekesh. Why saying... But the nice thing, why I made a Hekesh? You can't know it on your own. It's not so simple. On your own, you would never say such a thing. If the mistake is destroyed, I already sprinkled the blood on this carbon. Let me say that. Why can I eat the meat? So do I understand a little bit? I don't really have a good understanding, but in a way, it's like dam and basar they're interconnected to each other. We see that you can't
eat in general until the dam is sprinkled.
Right. So you can't eat until the blood is sprinkled.
One's
better
than the other.
In general, that one they're dependent on each other. So now, even if I have a five scenario, the blood was sprinkled. Since right now, spiritually, I could no longer do Azrika now. So in a way, I feel like the fuse is down. Your Azrika fuse is down. Usually in order to eat the meat, I need the Azrika to be working. The Azrika fuse to be working. Right? Usually even have to actually do the Azrika to be able to eat the meat.
Now, in this case, we did the Zrika. However, no more Zrika can be done anymore. So it's supposed to be like this fuse is, if you blew this fuse, so therefore I can't eat the meat either. That was saying they're interconnected with each other. You guys hear it, maybe?
Yeah.
Saying, the same way I can only eat the meat if the blood was sprinkled, right? The same way I can only eat the meat usually if the blood was sprinkled, right? Here also, even though I sprinkled the blood in this case, since in this case the blood, there's no such thing anymore because the meat is destroyed, so it's like there's like spiritual things aren't here anymore. So therefore I can't just eat the meat. They're interlocked with each other. That's the way I understand a little bit, maybe. Let's try to have a little bit that I still don't understand a little bit. We see they're interconnected because you never can eat the meat without this Rika. So here that's what So let's see the top Rashi. If you go after the Lamad or after the Malamit. Fun that should be that. Okay, Baruch Hashem, that's this. Come on, so what comes out of Maskaras? We understand the Rishma. So again, Rishma is talking about the Sugya. What do I do with my Ser Sheni? Could I eat my Ser Sheni Yerushalayim? Or it doesn't have the Kedusha Yerushalayim. So you have to redeem it. Lamaise, why is it you have to redeem it? In these days, we have to redeem it. Why? Because we learn out of a Hekesh from Bechar. That's what comes out. Maskaras like Gemara. Fine, Baruch Hashem. Oh. You got to look at that with us, Kamara. Second. Yeah. Fine. Can you go further? Anybody got further? You guys will be holding. Is where everybody's holding?
We got up to the
Kachikachi pool. Come on, so I guess we'll stop over here. Everybody got to fun. Enjoy your day. Have a good time. Spend your time.